Times a year I get busiest are Pesach and 9 days. So yesterday my phone was off the hook with people wanting to make siyumim to have meat. Their taivas for meat is very strong, and I assume the taiva for learning is also just as strong, I hope. So I'm not sure which one was it, the taiva for the learning or the taiva for the meat, which was stronger. But let's talk a little bit about siyumim. Today might be the last day you can make a siyum before shkia. Those who want to make a siyum, you got a couple hours to finish a masechta. I recommend Malkus, Yushalmi Malkus is a very quick one, so get it in if you want. So let's talk about a siyum very quickly. The din spar down Shulchan Aruch and Simen Taf Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Test, that is an Isser to have meat during this time period. There are 2 days how long that lasts for. One opinion, the Mechaber says, Yesh Nogin Shalech HaBasar Shalal Lishos Yayin B'Shabazu, just the Shavu Shechabo, this is this week, Sunday, and on till Thursday. The Yesh Mos, even there are those who go back to Rosh Chodesh, Ad Tainis from Rosh Chodesh. So the Ashkenazim don't have meat from Rosh Chodesh. Svardim, you had it last week, you're allowed to?
Rosh Chodesh,
but they have Beis, already can. So they have a Heter Rosh Chodesh, we have it already exists from Rosh Chodesh. So there certainly is an Isser to have meat and wine during the 9 days. There are those who say, it's not such a big deal. They speak very strongly against those who think it's just a simple minhag. It's not a simple minhag, it's a very strong minhag. It goes back, far back in history of the Jews. So we don't have meat during this week. Now, are there any heterim? The Rama right there on the halacha, he says there are a few heterim. He says that we do hide the knife, the shochet, the knife for a week, except for ein shochtin kiim letzarach mitzvah. Unless there's a mitzvah, then we are allowed to shecht and have meat. What are examples of mitzvahs? So the Rama says, kigon lechola, for a person who is ill, o Shabbos, for Shabbos, you certainly can have meat, o mila, if there's a bris mila, v'chayotze bo. So these are four heterim. Chola, Mishabura says a chola means even a filo chola ksas, even a little bit of a chola would be enough. How do you define a little bit of a chola? Some people need meat, they need chicken, they need iron, so that there are heterim for people who have a slight illness. That's a heter. For Shabbos, we know, and a bris milah. So what's kayotze bo? What's the example the Rama says? And similar things. So the Mishabura says, what's an example of kayotze bo? Kigon shapidyon aben. So there's no mention of a siyum here in this first halacha. However, in the very next sif, the Rama adds, and also on top of that, we have a heter to have at a sudas mitzvah, such as a mila, pidyon ben, and a siyum maseches. A siyum maseches, a person's allowed to have meat. So how do you define a siyum maseches? So we're not going to go through what it's considered a siyum, but the finishing a seder mishayos, the seder or a masechta of Gemara, that certainly does qualify. Now, the big question is, who should be making a siyum during the 9 days of having meat? So Mishabruah says there are 2 requirements in order to allow you to make a siyum during the 9 days and to have meat. What are the 2? And unfortunately, when I get asked these questions, the questions are more like, not whether I should be doing this or not, but how do I make a siyum? I'm making a siyum on 2 masechtas. How do you do the hadrons or things of that sort? One person asked me, I want to make a siyum for everyone in my bungalow, but have everyone go back. I don't want to serve them the meat. Have them go back to their own house to have the meat, so I don't have to spend money for them. So are these things that we should be doing during the 9 days? So the Mishabruah says there are 2 criteria necessary for one making a siyum during the 9 days. Number one is, he says, you have to have it. If you don't happen to just finish it during the 9 days, if you happen to finish it, that's great. But lo yimaher o yaacher b'shvilzeh. A person should not move quicker, pick up the pace, or slow down the pace whereby he's going to finish dafik during the 9 days. That would be one thing. That would be a harama of some sort. And secondly, the Mishabruah says, v'gam im lo haya osa suda b'shar yom. If he doesn't make a suda other days of the year when he makes a siyum, it's likely he shouldn't do it now either, and certainly not having meat. Let me just finish this. So you have 2 things. One is you shouldn't change the pace. Number 2 is if you don't normally make a siyum. Again, I don't know what people do during the rest of the year, but I'm guessing most of the people, unfortunately, who make a siyum during the 9 days do not make a siyum during the rest of the year when they make a siyum, unfortunately. So that would be really posing a problem. Now, the Piskei Tshuvos does bring from number of the the Rebbe's, he quotes from the Tzadikim, the Mishika, he says, where's the line here? Baharbi Svarim Manige Minhage Tzadikim, many of the Tzadikim he quotes down here from the Choza and other great Tzadikim, he says, Matzinu Shenogu Lahakel Aflamahir. They actually would change the pace in order to to have the seam during the 9 days. Oh, or they leave out the rest of the seam. Because we know the two basic reasons why the Torah or the base Mikdash was destroyed. One was because of the lack of learning. They didn't say Birchas HaTorah. And also the Sinas Chinam. So by learning more and also inviting friends, you've accomplished both the Simcha and the Reyes. You've accomplished Limud HaTorah. So there is good reason to do so. And even during Shavuot Shechalbo, even though those are who are Machmir, that there's room to be Mekel. However, he says, Amnom, the Pesukei Teshuvos himself, who always quotes Chassid Sheposkim, Ein lino kein ela lamisha kabbalah biyadeim kein merabosayim tzadik kamai. Unless you have a certain misora of your shul, of your family, he says one should not do this because dim lav hachi ein lozos medivei shulchan aruch haposkim. You should not stray away from the psak of the shulchan aruch who is not in favor of this. A person should not change the pace in doing so. This really calls into question a lot of the assumptions that do take place. Again, no one asks me whether they can or they can't. They assume you're allowed to. They just ask me details around the assuming. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan, he actually does make a suggestion. Aruch HaShulchan is okay with a person trying to set up a pace where he'll finish that way. I mean, if I'm going at a pace, a daf a day, let's say, and I know I'm going to make a seam, if I could start doing two daf a day, that's called changing the pace. Or let's say I slow down to an omen a day. But let's say I say I want to do a daf a day. I want to pick, today and do Horios in 13 days, a daf a day. That's considered, you can set up such a system, says Aruch HaShulchan. Just don't change your pace. Make that your pace from the beginning, then you'd be allowed to. But just daf could do it in one night, where the quick or to slow down, he felt that was inappropriate. That being said, even though the Aruch HaShulchan felt comfortable with that approach, he did say where he lived, it was not the custom to make siyumim during the 9 days. They were okay without meat for a full week, with a break of a Shabbos in between. They were okay, they survived without meat for a week. I know yesterday there was a big tennis tournament for an organization. They had a big siyum. They usually have a Fleischfest, I think, during this time period for an organization raising money. Again, there's good reason to raise money. I just wonder if it's the best way to make a siyum of a barbecue to come to such events. Now, on top of that, the other issue of just making a siyum stam and inviting and having meat, there's another question, who should be coming to the siyum? So let's say I didn't pace I did a daf a day, I happened to finish Masechet Shabbos during the 9 days, great. I make a siyum, I'm having meat. Who should be coming to the siyumim? So the Be'er Halacha is very, very strong in his language. He writes that, mutarin lechol af osan shelo lamdu imahim. You're allowed to invite even those who didn't learn with you. And he says, but he quotes of Yaakov Emdim, Shadaito Dainu Hamachzik. And who does it mean? Does anyone down the block, anyone in the neighborhood could come to my siyum? No. Dainu Hamachzikin Bite Halomdim Bimamonam. Those who are supporting Limud HaTorah, they're invited. So I got to learn because Reuven supported me, so he could come to my siyum. V'gam HaGabayim HaMashkichin Alem Mersharseim, the people who are helping the base medrash and the shul, they're invited. Kol Elu Mutar Nafilu Yurabim. Ach, lezamin acherim mevad elu, to invite people outside of those who are machzik Torah, mipnei kavod ba'ava, because you like them, you respect them, or le'ezah toelas, or some other reason you're doing so, iser gamor, says of Yaakov Emden, quoted by the Be'er Halacha. Mikomakim, he says, pashit, dim osen habam misayin la'asos hasuda, if they come to make the food, they're serving the food, they're cooking the food, they're vadeh mutter, they're allowed to, it's b'chlau what the Gemara calls to taking part in the suda. So we see there are a number of challenges of making a siyum. Number one is, should a person make a siyum in the first place if you don't make one the rest of the year? Secondly, even if you do make one, you shouldn't change your pace. And thirdly, who should be coming to the siyum afterwards? So we'll stop here. Mirza Hashem, tomorrow I'm going to talk about this year, the 10th of Av, falling out in Erev Shabbos, the certain leniencies that we have on this particular year. Okay? My pleasure, guys. Good to see you.